No Commitments by Simon Brett, starring Rosemary Leach as Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Josie Lawrence, Charlotte.
Roger ignores you, Victoria.
What?
I was just observing the fact that Roger ignores you.
Well, we have been married for quite a long time. It's only natural.
I wouldn't ignore you.
What?
Is there something wrong with your hearing?
No, Till, of course not.
Then why do I keep having to repeat things?
Well...
I said I wouldn't ignore you.
If what?
If we had an affair.
If we...
What are you laughing at?
Just the idea. I mean, the idea of us having an affair. The idea of me having an affair. If you were talking to my sister Charlotte, it would be
I've never met your sister Charlotte.
No, but with her, it would be... But the idea of me is quite comical.
Why?
I mean, me, from the old me. Wife and mother in her late 40s, come on. Well, hardly a fair material, am I?
I think you'd make wonderful affair material.
What?
I don't think you're frumpy.
Oh.
I think you're beautiful.
Oh, Tim. Don't be silly.
I'm not being silly. I mean it.
Are you really serious?
Have lunch with me one day this week, and I'll show you just how serious.
But, Tim, I can't believe this conversation's happening.
Why? Aren't you enjoying it?
No, I am rather enjoying it, but it's just so unlikely.
What makes it unlikely?
Well, for a start, the fact that I should be involved in it, and then...
And then?
Well, and the fact that it's happening is Becknam.
Anna?
Hello, love.
I'm so sorry, love. This hairdresser seemed to have no concept of time. All the appointments were running way, way behind.
But don't worry, I've been quite happy reading.
Oh, I didn't know you were into women's magazines.
That's my secret vice.
Ah.
Hair looks nice.
Can I get you something, then?
Oh, yes. What are you having, Anna?
I've ordered the tuna salad.
Oh, that sounds good. I'll have the same.
Fine. Something to drink?
A glass of dry white wine, please.
Large or small?
Large.
And anything else for you, madam?
No, I'll stay with the mineral water, thanks.
Okay.
I see you've been shopping, too.
What?
Oh, yes. Lingerie.
Well, you know you suddenly get to the point when you look in your knicker drawer and realise every garment you possess is virtually threadbare. Anyway, that's what I suddenly realised yesterday. So I thought I'd better stock up on a few basics.
Oh, rather more than basics, seeing where you've been shopping.
What?
Lucky Roger.
Hmm?
One large glass of white wine.
Oh, thank you very much.
No problem.
Gosh, I'm parched.
Things all right, though, at the moment, between you and Roger?
Oh, yes. As ever, you know.
Good.
I mean, Roger doesn't get any more dynamic, but, in fact, someone I met at a party at the weekend described Roger as, Oh. What's up? Sorry, just something caught my eye on the cover of your magazine. I wonder what it meant.
Telltale tip-offs.
Hmm.
It's just yet another of those articles about how to tell if your partner's having an affair. You know, all the little signs, the giveaways. I'm always amazed how magazines have the nerve to go on endlessly recycling the same stuff.
Yes, yes. So, what are they then?
What are what?
These, telltale tip-offs, you know, the little signs of the giveaways.
Oh, it's the usual stuff. Those feature writers never do any new research or anything. It's just the same horny old chestnuts which have been in every other article on the subject.
No, yes, of course. What are those horny old chestnuts then?
Oh, you know, yes.
No, I don't actually. It's not a subject I've ever really given much thought to.
Well, things like men changing their aftershave, bringing flowers home to their wives for no apparent reason, that kind of stuff.
Oh. And women? What sort of giveaways are there for them?
A predictable list.
Yes.
Like a woman suddenly changing her appearance, you know, a new hairstyle or or buying lots of new underwear.
2 tuna salads.
Oh, thanks.
Anything else I can get you?
Have a large glass of white wine, please.
Right away, madam.
Or drinking too much. That's another one.
Really?
Or constantly talking about and quoting from the lover.
I see. As you say, all the old predictable stuff.
Mm. What was it you were saying about Roger?
Roger?
You were about to quote how someone you'd met at a party at the weekend had described him.
Was I? Really? Don't remember.
I see.
Mmm. Ah, doesn't that salad look absolutely delicious?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Charlotte, I am not being ridiculous. I really do get the feeling that she might be having an affair.
Ridiculous.
And if she is, I just don't think she could cope.
Victoria has always maintained that she can cope with everything.
Yes, and always been proved wrong. She's really terribly vulnerable and lacking in confidence, and I hate to think of her wrecking what she's got with Roger.
No danger of that.
And I'm worried that
you... Well, stop worrying, Anna. There is no cause for worry, I guarantee.
But you don't know...
I know that Victoria and Roger, between them, have the sex drive of one hibernating tortoise. The idea of either of them having a lover is just total fantasy land.
Well...
Anna, take my word for it. Honestly, it's about as likely as the idea of you having a lover.
Oh, I see. Thank you, Charlotte.
Hello?
Tim, it's me, Victoria.
Oh, I'm so glad you rang. It's great to hear you.
And you.
Is Roger there?
No, I'm alone in the house.
Then why are you whispering?
Oh.
You don't have to.
No. Listen, I've made a decision.
What?
I will come and have lunch with you tomorrow.
Wonderful! Now, there's this little Italian restaurant in Dean Street called the...
Dean Street? In Soho?
Yes.
But that's in London.
Yes. So, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's just... Roger works in London.
London's a big place.
Oh, yes! I'm sorry,
Maybe you should just come straight to my flat.
To your flat?
Hmm. No danger of Roger joining us for lunch there.
No, it's... Oh, look. I'm sorry. I'm not used to this situation.
I hope you haven't got the impression that I am.
Oh, no, Tim, I haven't. Oh, gosh. Look, I'm... It'll...
But, Victoria...
I'll call you back. Oh, dear.
...play in the second over. He's taking strike. 2 runs have been added. And Brendan Julian is the bowler.
Well, that sounds fine, Victoria.
I just thought, you know, it'd be nice to get out of the house for a change.
Sure. Oh, God. He's meant to have the safest pair of hands in the business. I mean, just look at that.
Hmm. So, Thursday, as I say, Roger, I'll be out for lunch.
Right. Who with?
Oh, as I said, just an old school friend. Joanna. Yes, Joanna. I don't think you ever met her. She was in abroad when we got married, so she didn't come to the wedding. And you know how one loses touch.
Mm.
So it's her I'll be having lunch with on Thursday. Joanna. And, you know, we may go on chatting or do some shopping or... So I probably won't be back until 5 or 6 or...
Fine. I don't know why you're telling me, though, since I never get back to 7 at the earliest.
No, but I just thought you might like to know.
Oh, I just never will understand why they selected that idiot.
Hmm. And you?
And me what?
Thursday? Ordinary sort of day in the office, is it?
Well, probably, yes.
So, while I'm living it up with, Joanna, I dare say you'll be reduced to the executive dining room yet again.
Probably.
Oh.
Unless I'm going out for lunch with someone.
Oh. And I don't suppose you can remember if you are going out for lunch with someone or not.
Oh, look at that. I just don't think they practice fielding anymore these days.
Hmm. So, I was just saying, do you happen to remember if you are going out for lunch with someone on Thursday or not?
Thursday. Without my diary in front of me, it's hard to say. Why, does it matter?
Matter? Oh, good Lord, no, it doesn't matter. It's just, you know, if we both happen to end up in the same restaurant, I mean, you with your client and me with Joanna, well, we could give each other a little wave, couldn't we?
Oh, Thursday?
Hmm?
I just remembered. I will be out of the office Thursday lunchtime.
Oh?
Yes. I'm having lunch with one of the product managers.
Oh.
In Leeds.
In Leeds?
Yes. Didn't I mention it? I'm spending the whole day in Leeds on Thursday.
Oh!
In fact, now I think of it, I'll be staying over Thursday night. Another meeting Friday morning.
Ah.
Why? That doesn't create a problem, does it?
What? No, no. It doesn't create a problem at all.
Good. Oh! Heaven's sake! I could play a better stroke than that with one hand tied behind my back.
Charlotte, I'm desperate.
Well, I know that. I always have been.
Don't joke. This is serious.
Yes, of course it is.
Well, it's a measure of how serious it is that I'm talking to you about it. I mean, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye on everything in the past.
You always had a gift for understatement.
But it's just that in this case, it's... I mean, you know, if you happen to have a doctor or a lawyer in the family, you turn to them for advice, don't you?
Yes.
And you are sort of uniquely qualified to advise me about this. You know all about it. You've been there. You have, as it were, done it a few times.
Hmm. You're not thinking of becoming an actress, are you, Vicky?
No. I'm thinking of... Well, I'm on the verge of... I'm about to have an affair.
Oh. Tell me about it, Vicky. Every last little detail. It's like he couldn't live without me, and he'd leave his wife and children, blah, 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 and live with me wherever in the world I wanted, and I'm afraid the whole scene just got rather heavy.
Mm. But about my problem.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. You know, Vicky, I'm so flattered that you felt you could confide in me.
Well, obviously, you know, it is on the strict assumption that...
Darling, I'm offended you even have to spell it out. No, in affairs of the heart, I am absolute discretion itself. Goodness, the secrets I know could keep Jackie Collins in plots well into the 22nd century, but...
Charlotte, you did say you had some thoughts on...
Yes, yes, silly me. Getting carried away. Venue is what you're after, isn't it?
Yes. I said to this person that I'm meeting that I'd come up with a suggestion for where we could have lunch, and...
Hmm. And you're all right for afterwards?
Afterwards?
After lunch.
Oh.
Because I do know this wonderfully discreet little hotel, which isn't at all sordid, and...
He's got a flat.
Has he? In central London?
Yes.
Very handy.
Yes. So, a restaurant, somewhere a bit off the beaten track, you know, so that there's no danger of meeting any of Roger's colleagues, or...
Of course.
And somewhere discreet. I mean, where there's no danger of the staff saying anything about...
I know just the place.
Do you?
George's.
Oh. But isn't that the one just round the corner from you? The one you took Emily to? The one you always go to?
Yes. And why do you think I always go there? Because Giorgio is so discreet. I mean, did I tell you about when I was having this thing with that junior minister from the Home Office?
What on earth possessed her to talk to you? She must have been out of her mind.
She turned to me because she needed the advice of someone who has known the agonies of love, has been tossed about as a victim of passion, and who...
Cut the femme fatale crap, Charlotte.
You're just jealous that she didn't talk to you.
I am not.
And you have this deep Puritan disapproval of affairs in general.
I don't. I just don't want Victoria to get hurt.
The risk of hurt is the price you pay for love.
Oh, God, Charlotte, go off and write a Milton Boone. All right. Victoria's affair may cause her pain, but I'm going to be absolutely furious if I ever hear that your knowledge of it has caused her more pain.
I don't know what you mean.
Now, you promise me you'll never mention it again to Victoria.
Well...
Go on.
All right, I promise I'll never mention it again to Victoria.
Good.
I haven't promised I won't ever mention it to Roger, though, have I?
Charlotte, if
or
you...
Or indeed that I haven't mentioned it to Roger already.
Now, listen...
Sorry, Mustache. Talk soon, Anna, darling. Bye.
Oh, God. Oh, now, come on, Borid. You can't be hungry again. Oh. Well, it's bad luck, because I'm not going to do it. Hello?
Evening, Anna. It's Roger.
Roger?
Bit awkward what I'm ringing about.
Oh?
Got a bit of a problem with Victoria.
Really?
Yes. Charlotte mentioned something.
She...
But I can't really believe Victoria going into that sort of thing.
It is hard to believe, I agree, but I think you do have to ask...
Maybe I haven't taken as much notice of what Victoria really wants as I should have done.
Well, maybe you haven't.
Perhaps I've been a bit selfish.
Perhaps.
And blinkered.
Possibly.
So the result is, I have to end up asking you about something that I should have been aware of anyway.
Yes. Sorry... What is it you have to end up asking me?
Well, obviously, if you've got any ideas what Victoria wants for her birthday.
Oh, I see.
You are beautiful, you know, Victoria.
Oh, don't be silly.
Why do you keep saying that? Whenever I say you're beautiful, you say, don't be silly.
Well, because it is silly.
Oh.
I mean, I know I can look quite attractive, you know, with a bit of help from makeup and the right lighting, but I'm not beautiful. I mean, and I'm getting these terrible veins at the backs of my legs.
Have you ever thought of going into public relations, Victoria?
No. Do you think I should?
It was a joke.
Oh?
Well, you're doing such a wonderful line in self-denigration.
Oh, right.
And in spite of all your efforts to dissuade me, I still think you're beautiful.
But I'm not... Charlotte was always a beautiful one.
Oh, so what were you?
Oh, I was the organized one. I was the practical one. I was the sensible one.
I see.
I don't think I'm being very sensible at the moment, though.
I think you're doing the most sensible thing you've done for years.
Well.
We'll finish this, have our coffee, and then be on our way.
Oh.
Here. One cappuccino for the bella signora and one double espresso.
Thank you.
You like something with your coffee? A liqueur, perhaps?
Well,
I... have two sambucas, please.
Of course, Signor Smith. Immediately.
Who the hell's Signor Smith?
Well, when I booked the table, I...
Oh, Victoria. You are wonderful. And very beautiful.
Why are you so nice to me, Tim?
Because you deserve someone to be nice to you. I like your hands. They're very soft. I'm sure the rest of you is very soft, too. I'm enjoying this moment, Victoria. It's a long time since I've enjoyed a moment so much.
Yes. It is, very...
Here's the Zambucas and the surprise.
Oh?
Someone who knows the bella signora.
Thank you, darling!
What?
How lovely to see you.
But, and what a surprise.
But you knew I was going to be here.
No, I didn't. I... Oh, good Lord, was it today? It never occurred to me it was today.
Well, it is.
Oh. Could I have a Zambuca too, Giorgio? And Victoria, please introduce me.
Victoria was so embarrassed because it spilled all over her dress, and I, being that much younger, just couldn't see what her problem was. I was a bit of a tomboy then. Only later I discovered men and all that involves. Are you precocious, Tim?
What?
Sexually. I mean, were you one of those who was having it off with a woman next door at the age of 14, or did you do the British public school thing and hang on to your virginity till your mid-20s?
I don't see that that's any business of yours.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I was only joking. You can loosen up with me, Tim. I'm a very relaxed person, not judgmental at all. And you can loosen up too, Vicky. Honestly, you look as if you're steeling yourself to commit some major crime. What's it to be? Murder, perhaps?
I wouldn't rule it out.
Oh, that reminds me of something else. This'll amuse you, Tim. Back in the 60s, Victoria was mad on tennis and had this, like, total crush on Rod Laver. Well, I was far too young to care about that sort of thing, but she got involved in the most embarrassing...
Here's the bill, Signor Smith.
Thank you.
Shall we have another round of Sambucas and I can...
No, thank you. Victoria and I are leaving.
Oh, but...
Keep the change.
Thank you, Signor. I see you in here again soon, Signor, yes?
I very much doubt it. Goodbye. Come along, Victoria.
Bye. Well, what do you think about that, Giorgio?
What, Signora Graves?
It's hardly very appropriate, is it? I mean, Victoria's nearly 50, you know.
But you are not so old.
No, of course I'm not so bloody old, Giorgio.
Oh, I wonder for a moment if you two were twins.
Twins? Well, I think it's disgusting. What she's doing, quite disgusting. Don't you?
I don't think anything.
What do you mean, you don't think anything?
Is it not my place to pass a judgment?
No, but when you see a couple come in here to your restaurant and they clearly shouldn't be together and equally clearly they're going straight off to do naughties afterwards, well, you must think something about them.
Yes.
Well, then.
But I am a discreet. It's my job to be discreet.
Yes, but...
You like to hear what I think when I see you in similar circumstances, Miss Graves?
Well, I... Oh, get me another Zambuca, Giorgio.
What's the matter, love?
Oh, I just... It's ruined everything, isn't it?
What?
Bloody Charlotte.
What's she ruined?
Well, the way she behaved. I mean, what must you be thinking?
I'm thinking exactly what I was thinking before she interrupted us. That you're very beautiful.
Don't be stupid.
Stupid now, is it?
Well, come on. I've seen Charlotte. All right, she behaved appallingly, but you can't deny that she's much more beautiful than I am.
I can deny it.
Well, that's very gallant of you, Tim, and I am appropriately flattered, but the fact remains that Charlotte is extraordinarily sexy.
Who says so?
Well, everyone. I mean, it's obvious.
Huh?
Everyone says it.
Have you heard them say it?
Yes, I must have done.
Or have you just heard Charlotte telling you that everyone says she's extraordinarily sexy?
Well,
Well,
she's got what it takes anyway. Huh. Men go for her. They always have. She knows exactly what men want.
Well, I know exactly what I want, Victoria. And it's right beside me.
Hello?
Anna, it's me, Roger.
Oh, hello.
I'm calling from Leeds.
Ah.
Look, I just had a call from Benji's school. He's in hospital.
What?
Concussion. He got hit on the head with a cricket ball.
But he's okay.
Yes. They just took him in for a quick once-over. But the thing is, he needs someone to pick him up from the hospital and take him home. The school tried the house before they got onto me, but Victoria's out.
You know, I'll go and get him.
Oh, bless you, Anna. That would be wonderful. It's St. Mary's Hospital. He's waiting in casualty with a member of staff.
It'll take me about an hour.
That's fine. Just as I can tell them someone's on their way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, this makes me feel shit. If I was in London, I could just go straight down there myself.
It's not your fault that you've got a business meeting in Leeds.
No, it wouldn't be. If I had.
What do you mean?
Well, it... I may as well tell you, Anna. I'm up here with someone from work, yes. But we're not working.
Oh.
She is the product manager for Fancy Biscuits.
Really?
She came up through low-fat snacks. It's been going on for about 4 months now. It's got to stop. I know it's got to stop. I feel I'm being an absolute heel to Victoria.
Well...
She's always so faithful and trusting.
Mm.
She keeps that whole house running. She hardly has any time for herself. And on the one day that Benji gets hurt, she's having a well-deserved lunch out with an old school friend, and here am I... Oh, God, I'm a shit. For someone like me to get someone like Victoria, there's no justice, is there, Anna?
Well, do you know, Roger, I think there may be.
He's fine. He's gone off to sleep. I'm sorry you got dragged into all this. But with Roger in Leeds and me sort of... I feel bad about Roger's meeting being interrupted by something domestic like this.
I wouldn't feel that bad about it.
Oh?
Well, I mean, apparently the call didn't interrupt anything very important.
Good.
So, how was your day?
It was...
Oh, come on, love. It's all right. Was Tim as nice as he seemed to be?
Yes, yes, he was. Oh, yes. Oh, why can't you be two people? One who lives one life and one who...
So did you go back to his flat?
I mean... I think I really do love him, you know. He makes me feel... He's gentle, and he seems to notice that I'm there.
That must make a change.
Well, it does, to have someone aware of my existence. Well, more than that, positively interested in my existence. I'm not used to it.
No. And you fancy him too, I mean physically?
God, yes. He makes me feel, well, things I've never really felt. Sort of trembly and... Oh, it all feels so wrong, though.
It may not be wholly wrong.
Do you really think that?
Hmm. I mean, obviously it's better if two people find what they want inside marriage, but life isn't always that tidy.
No.
So if you find someone you really care about, maybe you should follow your instinct.
Yes. It's very tempting. But no.
No?
No. It's not going to happen with Tim.
Why? What was wrong with him?
Nothing. Nothing. I wish there was something. No, he's a good-looking, adorable man. He's not even married, and for some reason that I can't explain, I think he actually loves me.
Then why?
Roger.
Oh.
Yes. Even while I was in Tim's arms, even while he was kissing me, and I was turning to jelly inside, I couldn't stop thinking of Roger.
I see.
And the thought of Roger, faithful, trusting, boring, yes, boring old Roger, stopped me.
Oh, dear.
So Tim and I didn't even make love. I think it was Roger's lack of imagination that really stopped me.
How do you mean, lack of imagination?
Well, the fact that he just couldn't have imagined what I was on the verge of. He thinks of us as married, Roger and Victoria. And yes, sometimes we argue. And sometimes it's a bit dull. Often it's a bit dull, but we are Mr. and Mrs. Franklin, full stop. Roger just couldn't cope with the concept of a third person involved.
Couldn't he?
No, Anna, he couldn't.
So, no more Tim.
No more Tim? I just couldn't do it to Roger, could I?
Well, perhaps you... No, Victoria. I don't actually think you could.
In episode 5 of No Commitments, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Josie Lawrence, Charlotte. Roger Lloyd Pack played Roger, Simon Treves, Tim, and David Thorpe, Giorgio. The music was composed and performed by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. No Commitments is written by Simon Brett and produced by Paul Sessinger.